This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
I am a follower of Jesus. Len Sweet, follower. Notice I did not say Len Sweet, leader. One of the greatest delusions and detours and derailments of the church over the last 20 years or more has been its fascination, even fetish, with leadership. I am not a leader. I make no pretense to being a leader. I have a leader. My fundamental identity is as a follower of Jesus. He is the leader. I am the follower. I felt so strongly about this. I wrote a whole book on this called I Am a Follower. Kicked up a lot of dust. Got a lot of hate mail for it. But I am more convinced about this every single day that has passed since writing that book. You see, when Jesus says, come, follow me, the very element of coming means we are in motion and in mobility as followers of Jesus. Even when I stand at the front, I just had a wonderful week with the Salvation Army people and did their Bible conference week in Lake Junaluska. And what a week it was. These Salvationists, they have the best smiles. Everybody I was looking at was just radiating the joy of the Lord and the smiles on their faces. And it was just beautiful. But the Salvationists have a real strong sense of they are all there to trust and obey, for there's no other way to follow Jesus but to trust and obey, which means they are in motion. They are mobilized to follow him. You might even say the opposite of following is immobility. When we are not mobile, not motion, not moving. But even when I was there teaching them from the front, these thousands and thousands of Salvationists, I was not a leader. I was summoned to the front of the lines, but still behind Jesus. I'm always behind him. He's always ahead of me. I'm always catching up to him. He's the leader. I'm the follower. And that element of following, if only churches could understand this, is to get off your seats and on your feet and in motion and mobility out in the world. Go, go, go. John Wesley, who we say this Methodist quadrilateral, the Methodist is famous for, scripture, reason, experience, tradition. The Anglican had three things that were very important, and it was in Wesley, because Wesley's an Anglican. Scripture, reason, tradition, SRT. Very important. And Wesley just kind of talked about the importance of experiencing all those three. And that's why Albert Outler brought in the SERT, Scripture, Experience, Reason, Tradition, the quadrilateral. But Wesley, he's been called a practical mystic because he loved the devotional practices of the mystical traditions of Christianity. At the same time, he rejected their quietism and their what he saw as their immobility. And the mystics told John Wesley, in defense, as he criticized them, as he still celebrated them and lauded them and learned from them, but at the same time, he criticized them deeply. The mystics would say to him, remember, John, God said, be still and know that I am God. And Wesley said, yes, God did say that, not once but twice. Wesley reminded them, and I'm going to quote Wesley here exactly. But both times when God was urging his people to march forward with all their might and sing praises as they marched and moved and fought. Marched and moved and fought. Following is all about marching, moving, and struggling with the principalities and powers of this world. And the church has got to move forward, march, move, and struggle. And move into this 21st century with our 22nd century kids. Not to be immobile, but to be in motion. A shark stops breathing when it stops moving. The body of Christ stops breathing. The Holy Spirit. When it stops moving, and you can even be still and know why you're still moving. My favorite Willie Nelson song, Still is Still Moving to Me.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with a friend today. Today's Napkin Scribbles was sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Professor and Author Leonard Sweet, until next time, happy scratching and scribbling.